Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Things Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. This is episode 292 of The Big Show, and I very much appreciate you tuning in. I think we have a really, really cool show for you. I want to start off with a phrase that I hate. And I'm not usually one to, you know, hate things or rant or, you know, be angry or anything. And I'm not really angry about this. But if you're like me, probably over the last, 10, 12 weeks, you're probably getting a little frustrated with hearing the words, the new normal. And I don't know about you, but we're a long, long way from any kind of normal. I think we can all recognize that there is a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace because of the ongoing health issues, because of the economic shock that has happened, because of some of the civil unrest that is happening, you know, here in America and in other places around the world. None of this is normal. This is not a normal scenario by any stretch of the imagination. And so to talk about the new normal when we're living through this sort of unprecedented, and that's another word you're probably getting fed up with hearing. You know, if you get one more email that says, we're living in unprecedented times. But it is also accurate that this is not normal. And we are probably, you know, looking at sometime next year before we get back to anything that approaches what normal used to look like. So to talk about the new normal just doesn't make any sense. And it's understandable if you're frustrated by that. It's understandable if you are dealing with uncertainty. It is understandable if you're stressed or perhaps a little depressed from time to time, because I think we have to acknowledge that this is not normal. At the same time, I think that this presents tremendous opportunity, because in digital, there's really never been a new normal. We deal with change as a normal part. There's that word again. As a common thing, we're continually looking at what's changing in terms of the way customers come to us, what's changing in terms of the way customers try to do what they try to do. And so we are probably better positioned than a lot of other people within your organization because we were made for this moment. We have built our careers around not normal, around change and an accelerated pace of change. Obviously, what we're seeing right now and, you know, the realities of the current situation make it even more of that. So don't feel like you have to be perfect at it right now. Just understand and just realize, tell yourself, I've been through things before that were crazy changes and I've managed it. And you're seeing company after company rely more heavily on their digital presence and on their digital team to address the challenges that we're facing right now. Because the only way you're going to win in a rapidly changing environment like this is to be agile, to be opportunistic, but also idealistic. And what I mean by that is you have to be opportunistic. You have to see where those opportunities are and pursue them. We as digital folks have long been hunters, not just gatherers. We don't wait for business to come to us. Certainly you have a website to make sure that it does that. But we use our channels to our best advantage to go out and find the right customer and reach them and put our content in front of them. I talked about this on an episode a couple weeks back about how We've seen 2 years of digital transformation in 2 months. And who better to adapt to that and to help companies adapt to that? So it's incredibly important we be opportunistic and use this as an opportunity to get in front of our customers. At the same time, we also have to be idealistic. We have to be true to our values. We have to be true to who we are as an organization, because customers increasingly want to work with companies who actually live the values that they profess to live. So it can't just be opportunistic. It has to be opportunistic and idealistic at the same time, true to our ideals. So now is a time for you to be thinking about how effective are we in a variety of areas? You know, how reachable are we? How flexible are we across channels? How convenient is it for customers to engage with our service and get the service that they need? How convenient is it for customers to purchase from us? How usable are those channels and are those touch points? How simple is it for them to accomplish what they wish to accomplish? Are we personalizing those experiences and using institutional memory, you know, what we know about our customer, to make their experience better across those channels when they reach us, when they're trying to buy something, when they're trying to get service? Are we doing that correctly? And do we have the measurements in place to know whether or not it's working? This is your opportunity from that perspective. And we know that the big guys are doing this. We know that the Frightful Five or AgFam, you know, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft are doing this. The show notes for this week's episode is literally going to be like links to, oh, I don't know, about 50 different episodes. And I'll try to cluster them in ways that are more easily navigable. But, you know, I've talked for weeks about how Amazon, Google, Facebook, Apple, and Microsoft have a secret plan. And it's not that secret, where they're investing immense amounts of money to hire and to adapt. This is a huge opportunity for them to win. They're consolidating and buying up smaller players where they can, because this is the time for them to actually succeed. You, however, can compete with them. And again, I've got an episode from months and months and months ago, actually a couple years ago, about how to compete effectively. And I will make sure that I link to that in the show notes. You also have to think about how life has changed for your customers. One of the reasons this is a big opportunity for the Amazons and Googles and Facebooks and Apples and Microsofts of the world is because they're watching what the customer does very carefully. And they realize that lots of different customers are coming at this from different perspectives. I've talked a lot about millennials or adults under 40, whatever you want to call them, and how their spending habits have changed. I mean, let's be fair. You can't develop spending habits when you keep getting kicked in the teeth economically from two of the biggest economic disruptions of anybody's lifetime, not just our lifetime, but, you know, the Great Recession and now the pandemic recession. Those are huge problems for those folks. So there's a huge difference between what should be their spending habits and what will be their spending reality. But they're the largest group of customers. You're also starting to see Gen Z, the Zoomers, come in and influence purchases, right? So this is a time to really listen and understand the data and understand your customers and understand what has changed for them, and then live your ideals and find the right opportunities to serve their needs. There's a great framework that I've run across. I'm doing some work with the state of New Jersey and with Rutgers Business School, where we're talking about focusing on response, recovery, and resilience. So response is what you do before you reopen if you've been closed during any of this period. Recovery is what you do once you've reopened. And resilience is how you sustain this into the future. And obviously, there are going to be differences depending on vertical. You know, small and mid-sized businesses are going to have one set of things that they have to focus on. retail are going to have another set of things that they're going to have to focus on. Large enterprise are going to have another set of things that they focus on. But there are going to be a lot of things that remain true. Digital has taken a bigger role. It needs to do more of the heavy lifting. You need to be fast to get to market right now. You need to listen to your customers and be responsive. You have to make it easy for them to find you and to move across channels and to conveniently accomplish their tasks in a simple and usable manner. And you have to personalize as much as possible to make that the kind of experience that they want to do again and again and again. So this idea that I want to leave you with is the same one that I started with, that there is no new normal in digital. The only norm is change. And the digital strategists and the digital marketers and the companies that they work for who embrace this reality, this norm of no norm, and adapts and is agile and is opportunistic and is idealistic and listens to their customers and improves the experience at every touch point as fast as they can, those are the companies who are going to succeed. And if you look at what has happened in the marketplace, not just in the last 10 weeks or the last 12 weeks or the last 16 weeks, but over the last 5, 10, 15 years, that's what has always happened. And that is not the new normal. That's just plain old, ordinary, run-of-the-mill normal, and will be for a long time to come. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 292. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have Thinks Out Loud delivered every single week. You can also subscribe to Thinks Out Loud on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Overcatcher, whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. I'd also really appreciate it while you're there if you could provide us a positive rating or review. It helps new listeners find us, helps them understand what the show is all about, and makes an enormous difference for the podcast overall. You can also find Thinks Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. And of course, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. I'd also like to thank our sponsor. Thinks Out Loud is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment increases large enterprise B2B website conversion with software as a service that automatically connects website visitors to the content they need to see to achieve their goals. Solo Segment does this using anonymous data and machine learning to ensure privacy compliance, address the needs of anonymous visitors, and improve the efficiency of your marketing team. You can learn more by visiting solosegment.com. Again, that's solosegment.com. With that, I want to say thanks so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I know, I say it week after week after week, I know. But I really wouldn't do this show without you. It means so much to me to have you listen. I hope you're staying safe and healthy and well physically and mentally during all this. I hope you have a great rest of the week ahead, a wonderful weekend, and I will look forward to speaking with you here on Thinks Out Loud next time. Until then, please be well, be safe, and as ever, take care, everybody.